From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. In a lengthy floor speech, Maine Senator Angus King said that President Trump is, quote, attempting to govern like a monarch. The Independent also accused many of his colleagues of deliberately ignoring what he sees as Trump's violations of the Constitution.
To those who like the policies of the president and are therefore willing to ignore the constitutional means of effectuating them, I and history can only say, watch out. Today, the target may be the undocumented or federal workers, but tomorrow, perhaps under a different King president, it could be you.
King is an outspoken critic of Trump, but in his Tuesday remarks, King accused Trump of subverting congressional authority and gutting agencies like the Social Security Administration and Veterans Administration. He also said the president has attempted to suppress free speech and violated due process by deporting immigrants without due process. Labor advocates say cuts to federal agencies in President Donald Trump's first 100 days in office have disproportionately impacted veterans, as they make up nearly a third of federal employees. The Maine AFL-CIO says the cuts have been particularly painful in Maine, where veterans make up 10% of the state's adult population, well above the national average. Scott Adams is an Army veteran and president of the Southern Maine branch of the Postal Workers Union.
And it's frustrating. Elon Musk and his billionaire buddies are pushing to cut the federal workforce by 50%. When you bring the chainsaw to the federal workforce, you're by definition bringing a chainsaw to veterans who have served this country, and it's wrong.
Adams and other union leaders are urging Maine's congressional delegation to push back against cuts at the VA and other federal agencies. Groups across Maine are reeling this week after the Trump administration abruptly terminated at least 120 AmeriCorps positions in the state. As Ari Snyder reports, Maine is among several states suing to reverse the cuts.
Volunteer Maine, which oversees Maine's state-level AmeriCorps programs, says it received notice on Friday terminating all of its roughly 120 positions, which are spread across multiple groups. Executive Director Britt Gleixner-Hayat says the cuts could hit hardest in rural towns, where she says AmeriCorps members are working on chronic disease prevention, workforce development, and other issues.
Maine communities are losing out. The members themselves who have committed to public service are losing out. So it's going to have a lot of impact on Maine.
She says the terminations in Maine are part of national cuts affecting state programs across the country. Earlier this month, the administration placed 85% of AmeriCorps' administrative staff on leave, according to the Associated Press. On Tuesday, Maine and other states filed suit to block the cuts. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
Canadian-based Acadian Sea Plants closed its seaweed harvesting operations in Jonesboro earlier this month, citing the exchange rate, transportation costs, and tariffs as drivers of the decision. Dr. Allison Snow, co-founder of the Blue Hill, Pennsylvania Rockweed Forum, says Acadian Sea Plants harvests down east accounted for 40% of Maine's million-dollar rockweed industry.
The habitat where there had been harvesting will be better for fish and wildlife and probably better for the fishing industry in Maine because there's so many connections between rockweed and young fish and clams and mussels. It's just all part of an ecosystem.
Rockweed is used to make a biostimulant for crops. The Maine Rockweed Council estimates 17 million pounds are harvested each year along Maine's coast with a value of about $1 million. Six staff members and 30 independent contractors are affected by the Jonesboro closure. The Department of Marine Resources said Acadian Sea Plants was an important source of jobs and economic benefits in Washington and Hancock counties, and the closure is devastating for people in those economically challenged areas of our state. The Maine House today gave initial approval to add more state police officers to patrol rural counties. But as Steve Missler reports, the state budget crunch will make funding new positions difficult.
The proposal adds 24 positions to Aroostook, Somerset, Franklin, and Androscoggin counties through a mix of patrol officers and corporals. The bill is the latest effort to beef up patrols in rural areas where response times are often measured in hours instead of minutes. Rural policing is often a patchwork of state police, county sheriffs, and local agencies for those communities that have one. Last year, Governor Janet Mills proposed adding 32 state police officers, but the legislature only funded half of them. Representative Will Toole, a Republican from East Machias, acknowledged that funding this bill will be a challenge, too.
These resources are spread super thin, and just as our state coffers are extremely thin. But if there were one area that we could fund, that we needed to fund, this would be it.
The Maine State Police took a neutral position on the bill, but only because it wasn't included in the governor's biennial budget. The proposal received bipartisan support in the Democratic-controlled House, 117-26. It now moves to the Senate. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Freight operations are resuming on the Rockland Branch Railroad now that a new operator has signed a lease with the Maine Department of Transportation to restore the line. The Unity-based company Maine Switching Services says Dragon Cement Products in Thomaston will soon start using the freight line to move products. Spokesperson Finn Kelly says Maine Switching Services has also submitted a proposal with the Maine DOT to restore rail service on the 33-mile stretch from Brunswick to Augusta, known as the Lower Road Corridor. But the proposal is at odds with recommendations from a group of nearby residents, town officials, and others who want DOT to remove the railroad track and construct a recreational trail. Kelly says he believes both groups can find a compromise.
They want to see economic development. They want to see environmentally friendly and accessible transportation. And those are the same things that we want.
The legislature is considering a bill that would authorize DOT to remove the tracks for trail construction. An investigation has revealed sexually inappropriate conduct, hazing, and bullying among players on Mount Ararat High School's boys ice hockey team. Maddie Smith has more.
The report details physical aggression and sexually inappropriate conduct between players, including the use of homophobic language, intentional urination on teammates in the shower, and other degrading conduct. The investigation, conducted by the Braun and Isaacson law firm, found that 4 members of the team had been victimized. More than 30 people were interviewed over the course of the 3-month investigation, including every member of the varsity team, according to the report. MSAD 75 Superintendent Heidi O'Leary announced the investigation in January and canceled the rest of the hockey season in mid-February. The head coach of the program resigned the same day. Mount Ararat now faces a 2-year suspension by the Maine Principals Association. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Patty White at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning for Morning Edition. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.